amen, that God would truly, amen, just give us true favor in all things, folks, because we need God tonight to be able to help us. Amen. I am excited about all that that God is doing. Amen. We are going to be finally able, after, amen, I believe this church was came in 2009. Amen. And I believe, glory to God, that we are going to be able to have our own standalone building. Amen. Glory to God. And that's going to be great and wonderful. Amen. Open up your Bibles tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. We're going to go to verse 18 and 19. The Word of God says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Message translation says, forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it there? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus tonight. We ask that you would be with us. God, help us in the brokenness of our lives. We thank you for all that you do, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Help us in all things, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, a sermon entitled, Broken. Every single one of us here in this place, in one way or another, we know what it feels like to be broken in one way or another. How many know that? Some are broken by failure, some by betrayal, addictions, loss, sicknesses, discouragement, and some by disappointments. When the enemy speaks to you and I, amen, what he tries to do is he tries to convince you that your story, the story that began, amen, when you accepted Jesus Christ, that story is over. You're at the end of your story. Your story has ended. The pages have shut. God, throughout all the scriptures, God has used broken people. To God, broken does not mean that God is going to discard you. He's not going to throw you away. Broken doesn't mean, listen to me, broken does not mean that God is finished with you. The definition of brokenness is being burdened with great sorrow, grief, or disappointment. The Bible, amen. How many know that the Bible, listen, can I tell you? It's amazing, but the Word of God says that God works in mysterious ways. It's amazing how, amen, God can take a broken vessel and use it again. When people feel broken tonight or are in a state of brokenness, God works in them in the greatest way. Firstly, tonight, God draws near to you. Psalms 34, 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Aren't you glad tonight that the Lord is close to you when you are broken? That the Lord is close to you when you are in despair? That the Lord is close to you when you are in a time of grief? When you are in a time of discouragement, when you are in a time of disappointment, God, amen, is still close to you. God runs towards broken people, not away from them. When everyone else walks away, God steps forward towards them. See, your pain tonight, your mistakes, your failures, or anything else, amen, have not pushed God away from you. But his love draws ever more closer. God, tonight, is able to shape, listen to me, God is able to shape what is broken tonight. Jeremiah 18:4, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again." Ooh, God. The vessel was marred. It was broken. So instead of God, amen, discarding that broken vessel, the Word of God says that he made it again. He made it into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter, for the potter to make. See here in the scripture, the clay, amen, the vessel, it became damaged. But the potter did not discard or throw it away. He reshaped it. See, God tonight is the master potter. He doesn't discard, amen, or throw away broken lives. Sometimes it feels, amen, in our lives like we are in a demolition. How many would agree? Amen. It feels like we are in a demolition. But to God. See, to you and I, it feels like a demolition. But to God, it's reconstruction. John 20:27. "Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach your finger here and look at my hands. And reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be an unbelieving, but believe.'" See, Jesus tonight, amen, he kept the scars, amen, that placed them upon the cross. He was broken for you and I. After the resurrection, Jesus still had the scars. His scars did not represent defeat, amen, but they became an evidence tonight of God's victory. See, your scars tonight will become your testimony. Amen. How many of you have scars tonight? How many know? Listen, I'm not talking about physical scars, amen. I'm talking about scars, amen, because of, amen, the afflictions that life throws you and I. Listen, those scars are real. Those scars are not, amen. Listen, they are still there. How many know those scars are still there tonight? Your scars tonight will become your testimony to let people know how you were able to make it through the brokenness of your life. See, that place is the place where God is demonstrating his power in and through you and I. See, brokenness tonight, amen, will become your strength. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. See, Paul is trying to tell you and I, something tonight. That we are pressed, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Struck down, but not destroyed. See, the enemy, will and can knock you down. But your story doesn't end simply because you are down. The enemy tonight, cannot stop God's plan, God's destiny, and God's purpose for your life. See, in our weakness tonight, God makes you and I strong. See, the world tonight, can I tell you? This book tonight is broken. Many of people would probably throw this book away. That's what the world does to you and I. It throws us away. It, discards, of you and I. They're broken. In other words, we are no good to what the world desires for our lives. But God tonight uses broken vessels to show not only us, but others the full power of what God can truly accomplish. Our greatest accomplishments, your greatest accomplishments, will be that in the brokenness of your life, you will begin to grow. You will begin to grow. Can I tell you? One of the biggest growth periods of my life was during a very difficult, broken period in my family's life. If you only knew our story, you would be like, Pastor, I don't see how you're here. Can I tell you? I don't see how I'm here. But because God brought us through it. But see, it was during that broken period of our lives that we were able to grow. See, maybe tonight you feel broken by failure, by loss, by regret, or maybe just life. Broken doesn't mean that God has abandoned you. It doesn't mean, that you are not usable anymore. It doesn't mean that you are finished. What it means is that God has to go in and reshape different things of your life. What can God go in tonight? Or what does God, amen, need to go in and reshape in your life tonight? I'll let you ponder while I take a drink. What does God need to do? What areas of your life are broken? What areas of your life, amen, have you failed? What areas, amen, are you regretting? God's not done. How many know tonight that God is not done with you? If you are broken tonight. See, there's an illustration, and I close with this. Gideon and his 300 soldiers surrounded the Midianite camp, carrying hidden torches inside clay jars. It wasn't until the soldiers broke the pitchers that the light, amen, began to shine out, and the enemies were defeated. Showing how God, that shows you and I how God, amen, breaks us so that his light, God breaks us so that his light can shine through you and I. See, maybe you think tonight, I'm done. God says, you're right where I want you. How can I be? You are right where God wants you. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. Brokenness doesn't mean that you're done. Brokenness just means that the master potter is going to come in and reshape the brokenness of your life. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not right with God. Can I tell you tonight, Jesus loves you. But you got to surrender your life to him. You cannot continue to live the way you live your life. You cannot sin and win with God. Maybe you're here tonight, you're not saved. But you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to God. You want to surrender your heart, amen, to Jesus tonight. Would you do one thing tonight? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Surrender, give your life to Jesus. Surrender, give your life to Jesus. Here I am. Here's my hand. Lift it up. You cannot. God loves that. Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? You want to give your life to Jesus? God loves you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He made you in his image. You're here tonight. Maybe you're backslidden. You once surrendered your life to Jesus, but tonight you're away from God. You want to give your heart to the Lord. Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Amen. I want to pray for you tonight. Let God help you. Young man, you lifted up your hand. I want to pray for you. Lift it up again. I want you to come. Yeah, you lifted up your hand, right? Come on. Jesse, would you come and pray for him? How much do you know that? Jesus loves you. Won't you pray for him? Church, brokenness does not mean that God is done with you. Brokenness just gives God an opportunity to allow his light to shine through you. Maybe you are going through a very hard time right now. Maybe you are, going through a time where you are recovering from different failures of your life. Regrets. Can I tell you, life in general is not forgiving. The world discards broken people. God begins to shape them again. Tonight, maybe you are going through a state of brokenness in your life. You are going, in a time where God is doing, things in your life. Robanda la shanda rababando rolo shia rabanda rondolo banda la shanda randolo banda la shia raba. God, tonight, when the vessel was marred, the potter did not discard or throw it away. Only a master potter can get a broken vessel and shape it again. Allow God to help you in this time of what you're going through. In the time of brokenness, allow God to help you. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Roba ba 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 randolo shanda randolo bandala. Ia rando rolo shiara la ba ba rando. Oh, robando. Jeremiah says that when he entered in the vessel, the clay was broken. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, help him. God, be with him during, Father, times of hardship, God. Be with him, God, during times of grief, during broken periods of his life, God, your hand be upon his life. Father, in Jesus' name, God, touch her. Padre, te pido, Señor, que toques a Adrián en esta noche. Muévete poderosamente. Padre, durante los tiempos de quebramiento, Padre, tú estás haciendo grandes cosas en su vida. Ayúdale, reprendemos la mentira del enemigo en esta noche. Padre, te pidemos, Señor, que le ayudes. Muévete, Señor. Rolo shanda rabandoloshi. God, help us as we learn to trust in you tonight, God. We thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. God, God is able. Listen to me. God is able even after a defeat, a broken period of our lives. God is able to use us once again. Durante los tiempos de quebramiento, Dios puede otra vez usar nuestras vidas. Los tiempos de quebramiento no son el fin de nuestras vidas, pero nada más le da la gran oportunidad al Señor para poder hacernos de nuevo. During those times, God will be able to show you and I exactly who he is. Amen. God will show you and I that his light will shine. It's amazing that those pictures, with 300 men Gideon had, God said, break them. And when they broke them, the light of God shined through. Can I tell you, during the broken period of your life, the power and the might and the strength of God will shine through you. Can we give God glory tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. Hay que dar la gloria a Dios en esta noche. Ra ba 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 ran.